Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Connect on Post Show Recaps. That's right. The We Got Y'all crew is back every week. You know, because we're here. We're here to walk you through this rap shit, right? I'm your host, Mari Forth, and with me, we are discussing episode 4, season 2, HBO's hit show Rap Shit. And I'm joined by my co-host, who is never in a drought, Chappelle. How are you?
You're gonna make it rain on Amari.
Yes.
For this podcast, I decided not to have any notes. I'm just gonna freestyle straight off the dome. Jesus. Even though I've been practicing, and I hope you've been practicing too. I sent you the outline of my freestyle, so just be ready. Then when I start going off the rails, know that you're supposed to go off the rails with me. We practice this.
Okay. All right. And is there a beat speed you would like?
Yeah, like 132 beats per minute, please. Thanks.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mari, this episode is so fun. I'm very excited to talk about this. I think I watched it before you, and so I've really just been waiting all week for you to catch up, so I can be like, bam, now let's talk about it. So I had to use some restraint not to text you prior to this. But as far as I'm concerned, this season, I'm loving it, Mari. I don't know about you.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, this season feels like it feels like a continuation of last season, of course, because it's season 2. But I almost feel like we're getting another show, which is great. Like, the season 1 was the foundation of what they were doing. And then going into season 2, they knew what the vision was, because I feel like I'm getting like a backstage into what the music industry is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's so interesting to me, because I don't know if I would have thought this is where we were going when I had watched season 1, episode 1.
Yeah, no, this has been fun. I think that I agree. I liked season 1, but I feel like I'm more invested in the story of season 2. Like, I'm with them on this journey, and every episode I'm thinking, okay, here's what y'all should do here, or why are y'all doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of, not like a train wreck, but it definitely feels like I could put myself in these scenarios and be like, dang, that's crazy. You know, when they end up at that nasty hotel, I'm sure we're going to talk about that for a decent amount of time. But even then, I was like, oh my God, you know, like, what would I do here? You know, and so this journey that Shauna and me are on with the Duke, it's fun. I think that they're keeping the episodes light, despite how dark last season ended with Shauna potentially going to jail. I'm thinking that there's enough comedy in every episode. The story's moving. There's some decent music. And I think that the characters are becoming more rootable. You know, Mia, to this point, had been kind of like easily rooted for. But I think the Duke took a minute to grow on some people. And now I think that Shauna even has fallen off so much. This season, the first 3 episodes, just so damn annoying. Dear God, woman, please, like, calm down. You know, like, just chill a little bit. But in this episode, you kind of see them in their element again, playing off each other. I was just
about to say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it felt good. I'm sorry. If they if they keep going like this, Mari, we're going to be sitting around begging for season three, hoping we don't get another writer strike, hoping Issa Rae don't take her sweet damn time to give it to us. So I'm liking the trajectory. And four seasons in, we're almost halfway done already.
Yeah, four episodes in. Yeah. No, you're right. Because this is what happens when you give shows time to grow, because we needed the foundation of season one to like set the table on like who these characters are, what their like main motivation is. And this season, it's like coming to fruition. We're seeing how they meet adversity. I said that right. It's
how they face adversity, how they meet face it, whatever.
All of the above.
Adversity is coming at them and they're gonna hit it.
Yes, how they handle their wins, stuff like that. Yes. So it's just kind of like, it's really, really interesting. And I do really like it. So of course, if you haven't already, please go subscribe to The Connect on Post Show Recaps by going to postshowrecaps.com/theconnect. You can get all of our coverage over there. We're also on both Apple and Spotify now. You can search PSR Connect, something to that effect.
We're going to get it. I promise. It's happening. We got it. We're here. We're on the
internet.
It's
there. You can find us.
You're not hiding. I promise.
Yeah. And of course, we're on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page. Go and leave us comments over there as well. Go check us out. Watch this video. Watch me stumble through all of this. Because I swear, as soon as we hit record, it's just like everything goes out of my brain. But
we're freestyling, baby, it's off the dome.
Exactly. Real freestyle. Yeah, real freestyle. Like you said, but like, we're really coming off the dome. Unlike some people.
But Mari, before we get into the episode, I do want to point out that, there's 8 episepisodes in season one. I'm assuming there's 8 episodes in season two. Right. This is the halfway point, and I don't know where we're going. I don't know if the show is already, if they're already talking about a season three, but I'm really hoping they start to get this, start letting us know. You got the writers and the actors back. I hope y'all are hard at work, because I'm going to need season three very soon, because only 4 more episodes left. I know we're not going to finish this story. So I'm wondering now how this, story goes from here. We're at the middle point. So now it's going to be leading to what will be a season finale. And I'm hoping that it's big and exciting and fun. And it leaves a lot to be desired for season three as well. So we can anticipate that. But I think at this point, we don't really know what's going to come of Shauna and Mia. Shauna's legal issues are still looming large over all of this. They're on tour. I guess Mia's romance is the big story for her for the season. But I'm guessing at the end of this, we're going to be looking for them to be able to move on their own a little bit, as opposed to being the headliners, or I'm sorry, being the opening act for Raina Rain and Lord AK. By the end of this season, Mari, I'm going to need them to have their own stuff. They need their own show. They can't keep living like this, because the broke energy is making me itch.
We'll be lucky if Shauna can be able to do what she wants to with her own time at the end of this season. So
she might get locked up.
Yeah, she might have that 23-1. So So, I mean, I get it. Like, it is halfway through. If I had to guess how the season is going to go, I think they are going to gain so much momentum. I think that's what this episode felt like. This episode felt like the momentum is shifting and gaining steam. And I think that they're going to have a lot of ups. And I think the biggest down is just going to slap them at the end. I think there's no way Shauna's not going to jail. I feel like. No way.
But the Shauna we know ain't gonna make it in jail, y'all. Girl can't go to jail. She not ready. She not ready.
She better snitch. She better.
Yeah, she best snitch, babe. You not snitch on everybody. Yeah. You ain't like him. You not going. You got to tell. You got to tell. If we got to deal with your street cred being a problem next season, so be it. You can't go to jail. You ain't ready. It's not for you. Hell, it ain't for me, and it definitely ain't for Mari either. So we get it. But I mean, it ain't no snitch. But I mean, for Shauna, you definitely need to. You need to start looking for extra strategy. Yeah.
So that would be my guess. And I just looked. There's no talk on confirming a season three yet. So that kind of sucks. But you know, these, yeah. But you know, Issa Rae, she got like a portion of Max over there. So hopefully she could keep it going. Because I'm assuming they're trying to see what it, like the numbers it does with the, you know, because it was held over for the strike. So it doesn't have much competition right now. So I want to, I think they're probably looking at the numbers and stuff like that. So
also, Issa, we know you're listening to this. Go ahead, get in that writer's room, knock it out. We, and also hire us to talk about your show professionally all the time. Just saying.
Say hi to
all
Kachiri. Your
shows. Yeah, yeah, we got, yeah, there's a message to Issa Rae. We right here. Hi, Chappelle, Mari, we doing things. At us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm so excited about this show. So I really hope, if they can give her five, like they did Insecure for this, oh my God, I would absolutely love it. So, hopefully that's what we get. Let's take it to a quick break. And so we can dive into this really good episode.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, we're back. Let's break it all down. And this was really... Oh God, this is such a good episode. Like you said, Chappelle, them being in their element, them clicking on all cylinders, like, when they are feeling it, you can feel it through the show, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like a real rock.
Yeah. They got chemistry when they're on. When they're not on, they still jam. You know, they got some bops, but it helps when the gang is back together. You know, some of my favorite rap groups have gone have broken up to some extent or do like separate projects, and every time I always feel like the magic ain't quite there. I'm thinking like when Outkast does like
the Love Speaker
Box. I'm like, they were both great, but then after that, I love them both. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, but then after that, I never got my Outkast fixed the way I used to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just didn't go. I mean, look, Ray Shrimmered as well. You know, I'm a big fan of them, and they did their thing, and they have their double album as well. And both times I'm like, okay, but can we get back to Shrim Life 1 and 2? Because that's kind of my jam. And so I don't like to see these artists when they go their separate ways. But this comeback seems like it's going to be really good for them. Like they needed to get it out of the mud, like they say. You know, you need those ups and downs, those trials and tribulations to really strengthen the team. And I think we're seeing that in this episode.
Yeah, it's like a form of trauma bonding. Bonding through adversity, they're gonna bring it together, because we opened up with Chastity shooting a video of the room, the hotel. It's the Motel Express. It is just nasty, to say the least. So many violations in this room. There's leftover, what they say, dick lotion. It's dust everywhere. Chelsea's like, I can do it with a little dust. I can even do it with cockroaches. But what is this? She pans down and the floor is wet. And like,
it's wet. I think we catch a blood stain. There's a blood stain
that was covered by a rug. It was, oh my God. It was the dingiest hotel. Motel, I'm sorry. Motel.
Yes,
motel. It was a Motel Express, we find out. And they're in the worst accommodations. And these are the accommodations that, from what we understand, is being provided for the tour, aka by Francois. So or Chassis is trying to see, like, please let me know if you know that, maybe you don't know that they got us in here, but this is where they got us. And so Mia and Shauna's like, I know you don't like me. And Mia's like, or I know you don't fuck with me. And Mia's like, it's not that I don't fuck with you, it's just you annoying. What she said, yeah. You aggravating.
Yeah, she stopped her. She said, okay, listen, I know you don't fuck with me, but hold on, pause. Stop making everything about you. You are annoying, but I'm fine. We're fine. She said, good.
Even if you know that you're annoying. She's like, yeah. You're right. She's like,
I do be annoying sometimes. That's true. Yeah. But it was an easy conversation. You know, they were beefing at the end of last season, but, you know, I think, like you said, adversity, you know, going, Mia's taking some hits too, you know, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But now that they're both kind of down, I won't say at their lowest, but they're at a pretty low point. They look at each other as a support. It's kind of like what we saw with the Duke and Shauna last episode, where they're they're about to die and get shot, and they go from being at each other's throats to like laughing and kind of uplifting each other, you know. So we got the gang back together.
And Mia said it's too dirty in this bitch to be holding grudges anyway. So
that part.
Mia clearly still hasn't heard from Cash. I almost thought she was blocked here because she sent him a message and it went to the green bubble. I was like, oh. She got blocked, but no, there's just no Wi-Fi in there.
Yeah. I mean, she might be blocked. He hasn't texted her back. He might be blocked. Them bubbles were green, though. I saw the same thing. And Mia down bad. She's sending good morning texts, booty pics, all kinds of stuff, trying to get this man attention. And I'm sorry, you got caught, Mia. That little got him. Yeah, I hope it was worth it. That city girl lifestyle, it's one of those tight ropes you gotta walk.
Well, she ain't down bad for long, that's for sure.
Mia got the hoes. She keep them, man. She keep a roster.
She is not starving, that's for sure. Well, she is starving, but she's not starving for men. So yeah, this is where Mia tells Shauna about Cash, because like you said, Mia's down about Cash, and Shauna's trying to be like, you know, supportive and stuff. Duke sent it to Francois, sent the video to Francois, but Francois ain't responding. So Duke's like, don't unpack, we ain't staying here. And so they head over to the hotel that Francois and Raina are staying at, and when they walked in, Chappelle, that was the fanciest hotel I've ever seen. And it is just clearly the have and the have nots on this tour.
Yeah, they came in like, this is nice. Okay. Y'all got money. You know, it was very much that feel of Shauna. Look, I'm sorry. I know these are the protagonists, but I'm gonna have to roast them a little bit. Shauna broke ass grabbing them bagels and them pastries and stuffing them in her purse.
I was like, you know what? I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
Why are they hungry?
I know she's kicking herself for not bringing a big enough purse. That was so funny to me. Meanwhile, Raina and Francois coming down the stairs. They got a cameraman there, which did they ever say why he was filming them?
I think it's just content creation. I really do. Yeah. I think they just, you know, a lot of people do that. You know, like they might post Instagram videos or TikTok videos, but they might use like a high definition camera. So the quality is a lot better than like an iPhone 6 phone, like the one Chastity got. Allegedly.
It does feel like they hired that guy to like follow them around, and this is probably my favorite part, even at the, when Rain is like, yeah, we heard the West Coast needed some rain in the building, and she's like you're about to make it rain in this hole. And Sean was like, that's mad disrespectful, it's a drought, like
going on, like, ma'am, please, this is the Wendy's. Oh, Mari, we haven't talked about it, but I mean, when they were at the hotel and they finally got connected to what, the McDonald's Wi-Fi next door,
Burger King
Wi-Fi next door, they did start getting messages, and one of the messages they got was the Complex interview from Raina Rain.
So Raina Rain is another interview.
Raina, you should stop doing interviews
for real. Reyna gets a an interview with Complex, and they say the guy from Complex said, "Oh, the remix of your song is like, I think he said charting or like blowing up." And he says like, "Oh, so and she's like, "Yeah, I want to thank Francois Boom, my producer, for making this song." And then he's like, "Oh, who are the people on your song?" And she's like, "Oh, it's just some local talent." She doesn't even say their names. Didn't even tag them. I would have been so mad. I would have been so mad. And it.
Does they know their names?
Right. Sean was like, "I don't think I've ever heard her say our names. Does she know our names?"
TBD. Look. Later on, we will hear that it is in the freestyle. They do say their names in the freestyle. She says their names in the freestyle. Oh, so she is aware of them. Yeah, which is why the freestyle was bad, because ma'am, they're not even on stage with you. Why are you talking about them? This is not a freestyle. Anyway, but so she is aware of their names, but she shows them no love at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is abominable as a white woman who is clearly or light skinned, quote unquote.
Stop it. Stop it. Them braids are pissing me off.
Clearly using these two black women for like street cred to not even name them on, like, this is what appropriation is. Like,
yes.
This is the example, like, not properly citing your sources.
Cite your sources, show your work, ma'am. You know, the Duke says, "Look, it's like, just think of it as mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Y'all are the five cheese blend with the noodles and all that good stuff, and you know, baked and fresh out the oven. And Reyna is that blue box craft shit, you know. So we put a little water in that hoe, throw that bitch in the microwave, and then it's ready." That's what she says. And so I'm like, "Hey,
exactly.
Okay, you know, just add water, instant wrapper,
instant." So instant wrapper. Ugh, that is exactly what Reyna is. So back at the hotel, Francois says, "Let me holler at you to Duke." And he's like, "Oh," he's so disrespectful.
He's disrespectful
to Chastity. Like, I just really, he gets more and more annoying as the season goes on. Shout out to Jabuki, though. He cool as shit.
Pro Jabuki podcast here. Yeah.
And he says, like, "There are some cities," like, this is, she's like, "Since you don't know, let me explain to you. There are some cities that will be tougher than others because we have a tour budget. So you're going to have to stay in some places you might not want to on tour," which just rings so hollow when we are standing in this freaking 4-star hotel that, that y'all are sleeping in. Well, we're at the Motel Express.
Right. It's, you could have broke us off a little sum. You could have, just like, you know, if you go down to a regular ass Hilton, we can at least do a Holiday Inn Express. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could meet us halfway. You got us at the Red Roof, you know, and not the good Red Roof.
If they were at the Hilton, all of them could have been at the Hilton.
We could all just be at the Hilton together. Yeah. Right. We got honest points. Y'all ain't got no honest points?
They wish they was at the Red Roof. At that point, was...
People at the Hojo looking down on them like, "Damn, you know."
Okay, the Hojo. Oh my god, I have stories about the Hojo. Oh my god,
that's a different podcast, and I will be tuned in. Yeah.
So yeah, and it's just like, I was just so mad. So he said, and she's trying to tell him like, "I'm broke. I'm paying for stuff I shouldn't even be paying for." And he's like, "Oh, you're broke, and that's my fault." Yes, you are not paying them. Oh my god. He says, "So go make them some money and stop making me the bad guy." You are the bad guy, Francois. And I think these like little side conversations with the Duke also shows us that how two-faced he is. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Do you feel that? Like, I feel like we see the real him when he's dealing with Chastity, dealing with the Duke. And when he's talking to Shauna, you can tell he's like schmoozing her. He's hitting all of those buttons because they were friends, which he knows it's very manipulative. I feel like he's manipulating Shauna, because right after this talk with the Duke, he goes and asks Chastity, "Did you memorize that freestyle I wrote?" And she said, "Yeah." What do you think about Francois?
Well, I hate him. Number one, this is in front of that. But I can't tell when he's being authentic, because sometimes, you know, the moments with Shauna, they, I don't know if they are not his real feelings towards Shauna. You know, like, I don't know if that is not him, and this is him as well. Like, he is a jerk, but him and Shauna had some really good times, right? The fake as he is when his ass starts speaking patois and trying to be Jamaican all of a sudden.
That was so random.
Right, for what reason? Does Raina make dance hall music all of a sudden? Why are you talking like
like, as they're leaving the hotel, just random nonsense for, like, no reason.
He said, why? You know, there's no song. There's no music playing. Why are you doing that?
I get what you're saying. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, those could be genuine moments with between him and Shauna. But I think they are, but I still think he's using those to his advantage, you know, in order to get something out of her.
I think that there's a part of him that probably, like, that might be genuinely him, and he knows he needs to tap into that, you know, for the purposes of the tour. Or that's genuinely him, and he just doesn't know how to stop being a poser. You know, like, whenever he talks to Chastity, he, like, get out of my face. I don't care about you anyway. But for Shauna, he does. We don't see him ever talk to Mia one-on-one, like, at any point. So, you know, for all we know, he don't care about either one of them. He just kind of like, man, it's cool to have my friend back here, but also I'm in charge and things need to go my way. We find out later on that a lot of him is very put on and fake, and happen to be working out in his favor right now, but it does make me question literally everything he does. I don't trust him at all.
Yeah, very, very that. So they're headed out to regulars only. Yeah. I was so confused when I watched this the first time. I was like, is this not a kickback? No, this is a backyard party. Like, I was so confused because I missed when he was yelling the patois. I missed the part where they were talking about what regulars only was and stuff like that. And then I was also kind of confused. I was like, is this a stop on the tour? Like, is this one of the tour dates? But apparently it's like, I think it was kind of like, just like kind of like a pit stop, because they said we'll be playing tomorrow. So I think they're going to be playing their arena, like, or whatever, that their club set tomorrow, but they're stopping off at regulars only first. And clearly it just what was going on?
Well, they just got the wrong vibe, because regulars only, when it's a real place, right? Like, this
I believe,
like,
it.
So you can go to regularsonly.com and RSVP for the events and stuff, and go that's to this kind cool. of stuff. Yeah, and it's like a backyard type feel, kind of gives you the cookout vibe. And that's very much not the aesthetic that Shauna, Mia, and Raina Rain are giving off. You know,
literally, Raina Rain.
Yeah, Raina Rain, who they say look like a bottle of Pepto Bismol.
Yeah,
theirs is giving Pussy Monster, Tickle Elmo. You know, she's doing a lot.
Kind of funny,
right? It really was inaccurate, but here, you know, they're not surrounded by these types of people, right? They're surrounded by the hip hop heads. You know,
hip-hop
people
heads. Yeah.
They're probably indie artists or local artists or whatever. They're from the city. They're rapping to rapping people. You know, they like to people who like the art. You know, they're really focusing on the vibe and the art. And then you about to pull up with a spectacle. You know, you're about to pull up with basically, you know, like a mockery of all the things that y'all are doing. Like, this is the type of scene that Shauna probably want to be in. Like, Shauna, like, these are my people. You know,
she said the one time I didn't wear my hoodie.
Right, exactly. She's like, she would have fit right in with her folks. But now they have to come in, and they are very embarrassed to see that they're the only ones dressed for a completely different vibe.
Yeah, she's like, they think we're filming for Zeus TV.
And they did.
That took me out. I was exactly. And that's what it was. This, like, this was very, I loved this scene because it felt like very authentically like Oakland and stuff like that. I spent my youth in Hawaii, and we definitely caught the hyphy movement.
Yeah.
We were going down far west coast. Yeah. Yes. All of that. I was like going back, you know, and this definitely felt like just authentic Oakland music, that hyphy like shit. It was just, it felt so cool. But it was funny that they just all stuck out like a sore thumb, mostly because Raina, like, why you got a fur coat?
It's on the West Coast with a fur coat on and a fur hat, ma'am.
And a bikini, and basically.
And the braids is pissing me off, man. Yeah. White lady, why you have that in your head?
Oh, you have some braids. They haven't eaten, so Chassie is going to go look for some food, which you would think. I really thought there was going to be some food.
Yeah, no, it's food. A cookout vibe. Why is there no actual there food? No food?
Yeah,
is it we've got food trucks outside the walls. You can go buy some. You probably, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and they said they got a section, which again weird because they just couches out. Yeah, Francois and Raina acting a fool in front of the cameras, but while they're doing all the shenanigans and shenaniganing, Cash posts on IG. He hasn't responded to Mia, but he posts on IG asking, like, who wants to come swimming with me?
And he can't even swim. Hey, my boy out here thirst trapping now. His feelings hurt because he thought he was in love. It turns out she was kind of city girling him. And so now he's like, you know, probably trying to piss her off, but also looking for whatever his next play is. You know, we've got to move on. Or maybe not. Maybe he's just trying to piss her off. But regardless, he's out here thirst trapping. The game is the game.
Yeah, and Shauna's giving me a pep talk. They decide to take a picture together, post to their stories. And again, they ain't got shit to eat. So,
Mari, what did you think about Shauna asking Mia? So, don't you, like, why would you want a dude who can't even communicate with you and Mia?
Exactly.
I don't really care.
That is the least of our problems here. This part was funny to me because, they did a shout out to Guap Dad. Somebody, yes. I actually know. Look,
you know,
at
I
me.
Hype him up every time we talk about Guap Dad. I'm like, yep, Guap Daddy.
I know him because of his stint on Love and Hip Hop.
and he was a damn fool on Love and Hip Hop. Oh my God.
So I feel like this was an accurate portrayal. And then they're like, dude, don't you fuck with him? She's like, no, I don't. And then he's like, hey, dude. Chastity!
She's like, hey, Guap Daddy! Yeah, look, I said this the last episode. Chastity knows how to play the game. You know,
I love, like, it.
When Gatatat was being disrespectful and rude, she's like, hey, take my business card. I still need to make this connection. You know, you could, oh, that's 2 episodes ago. But you still have to play the game. So you still, like, you can dislike somebody, but also know that interacting with them might be good for your career. And so she sees Guap Dad, who she's had prior interaction with that didn't go well, but she's also broke. And so she's like, if this man know where the money is, I'm trying to go where the money resides. Where the money resides, where the money resides.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just love how she knows how to turn it on and off. And he asked her, like, well, what you doing? She's like, I'm with you. So meanwhile, Shauna's getting nervous, you know. What's his face? Francois asking her if she remembers. She's like, yeah, you know, whatever. Meanwhile, Lamont responded to Mia's IG, which at first I was trying to figure out who it was, and then once she called him, I was like, oh, okay. So he reaches out to her over IG. She, like, shows Lamont around and she's like, oh, you'd like this. And she says the next stop is LA, and she invites him to LA, very, very flirty. And he was like, yeah, I think I can get I can do that because we can send Melissa to your mom's house. He said O'Shea is in and Gerard is out.
Yeah, we got a new dude.
So Gerard, who we saw in the first episode, is now out. There's another guy in there.
Mama got to have a life, too.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But Mari, yeah, when Mia invites Lamont, it's very much like, oh, I mean, you should come through. You know, I'm going to be around. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then as the phone call is wrapping up, she kind of realizes what's happening. She's like, wait. I mean, oh, no, you ain't got to. And he's kind of like, bye. And so she's like, damn, Shauna, I think I just invited Lamont. You think?
Yeah.
You think? Yeah, you definitely invited that man to the West Coast.
He said, take my phone. And she's like, why? She's like, I don't know. And it's like, this is not good. Yeah, this isn't good. Don't
Cash
do this.
Got her in the blender, and now she want that old thing back. That's how it goes. But Mari, while all this is going on, in the backdrop of this, we have some performances. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you knew who these artists were.
I did not.
So the second artist we saw was LaRussell, who is a West Coast artist. Obviously they're all these are Oakland artists or whatever. And he was performing his song Cisco. I'm vaguely familiar with him after my research, after watching the episode. I was like, oh, let me get into it, you know? And I was like, oh no, I was feeling this. But the first performance, I wanted to flag this up. It's Benjamin Earl Turner. Have you ever seen this man before?
No, I don't think so.
I thought you'd say that. So Benjamin Earl Turner is one of those, as you called it, hyphy, you know, hyphy style. He's a hyphy hippie shit artist and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, his Instagram. So he's self-proclaimed multi-hyphenate hyphy hippie shit artist. Okay. So I was like, okay, cool. But I kept saying, I know I've seen Benjamin Earl Turner before. And you and I have actually talked about him in a roundabout way because he's an actor as well. And so not only is he a hip hop artist, but he has been in shows such as Blindspotting, which we did not watch, but we were recommended by one of our emails to watch Blindspotting. And he also was in 4 episodes of the hit FX show Snowfall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's who?
Back in season 5, there was a character named Maurice, and he was a skateboarder in the projects. And I believe we were introduced with him. He's standing up on top of the roof, and Jerome and all the goons pull up on him because they've been listening to his mixtape. They heard his mixtape in the car, and his mixtape was very, very observant of what was going on in the hood. Yeah, so every lyric of the song was talking about what was going on in Snowfall. Like he was reading the damn Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So it's him. They go and charge him up. I'm like, hey, bruh. And the whole time they're trying to confiscate his tapes. He's like, hey man, you know, like I've been rapping since Out the Womb, you know, like you take my music, you take me. And they like got a gun to his head. He's like, I mean, I got to be incentivized. I just can't rap on command. And so he's in that.
But they like his tapes, right?
They like his tapes. Yeah. And Jerome ends up listening to multiple ones later on. And his head starts, you know, his brain starts going on what the tapes are actually saying about his position in Franklin's life. So Maurice is actually in that episode. He's in the wedding episode because, you know, they're the wedding. And then he's in the 2 episodes that cover the funeral of, redacted. And so so there you go. Benjamin Earl Turner, friend of the podcast.
That dude's good. He's good.
I had to pause it. I said, I know that guy. And I was staring at him, but and then I remember, he's the guy on the roof. And so he had those glasses that flip up, you know, the 90s. That's him. Crazy times, right?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool. He's great. He's killing it as a rapper actor. He's a rapper actor. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's dope. I was looking, like I said, I was looking at all the like songs, and I was trying to get into some songs of myself. You know, I'm always trying to curate my own playlist. And I started listening to one of his EPs. I think Selling Air might have been his album. So I was listening to that.
You broke up a little bit. I couldn't hear like the last part you said.
Oh, my bad. I was listening to some of his music on the Apple Music, and so it was a great time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So meanwhile, as Mia's handing Shauna the phone, Shauna, her nerves completely get to her. She's like, this crowd's not gonna like what we got. So she tells Duke, hey, I don't want to perform. And Duke was like, okay, if you don't want to perform, it's your day off. You ain't getting paid for this.
Right.
They call Francois over there. Because the DJ did say, Rain and Rain's next. She's coming up to the stage next. But they tell Francois, like, we don't feel like performing. He's like, fine. This is where Chassie splits off from them. And we'll get back to her storyline later. But she splits off, and for Shauna and Mia, it's Raina's turn to go up on stage. Raina starts talking again. her interviews are not good. Like her, it's kind of embarrassing. She's like, I just want to say thank you guys for rocking with me. And this is like real. And thank you.
I'm a real person. Her.
Yeah.
The Captain Cold Switch here. Yeah. All of a sudden she's so sincere. It's not rain, bitches. It's okay, right. Y'all. I just really want y'all to support me as an artist. And it's what she said. It's not appropriation, but it's celebration.
So something stupid like that.
All right.
So the crowd is sitting here like,
right.
Okay. But then she starts to freestyle. Well,
quotation marks.
The DJ, she's like, DJ, can you give me something real smooth about 115
MBPs? Like, yeah, can I get some? Yeah, at this particular temp, like at this particular beats per minute, I need this exact one because this is the one I've been practicing on. Yeah. Thanks.
BPMs, yeah. So it was like really funny, which is like this. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's not like, you know, this isn't common. Like freestyles, when you're freestyling, when the artists are freestyling on the radio, or when they're doing the freestyle ciphers for XXL and stuff like that. Normally, 9 times out of 10, these are raps that are like previously written. They're not off the dome freestyles. You know,
it's my pet peeve. I hate it so much. Just call it a rap. You don't have to call it a freestyle. You don't have to. You don't have to. Yeah. I get that you're giving a freestyle vibe, but it's very obvious when someone is not freestyling. It's very obvious. Mm-hmm. It is very, I don't care. It's very obvious. You can say, you can hide it. I don't care. It's obvious. And so even in this moment, this was a freestyle that we know she rehearsed and it went well because it was well rehearsed. But like I said, it just didn't line up with what was going on. She's like, I got Shauna to my left, got Mia to my right. Ma'am, they're not on stage. And if you were freestyling, you wouldn't have said that because they would not. They're not on stage. You would say they're not on stage. You would say I'm up here by myself. That's how the freestyle works. But because you had already trained yourself to rap as if these women are on stage with you, you don't have anywhere else to go. But she was a little shady up there, Mari. I don't know. It was like she said scary bitches and all this other stuff. Was she?
Yeah. Do you have the quotes? Because I was listening, but it was really hard to understand her for me. And I watched it twice.
The freestyle itself wasn't shady, but it was more like she says, oh, like I'm shitting on these hoes, little pussy ass bitches. It feels like some shots are fired, right? Like she really, she's like,
I didn't have the captions on. I think that was the problem because I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, I was like, I think that also she's kind of, you know, she's kind of looking at them when she says certain lines. So it does feel like she's almost throwing slugs at them for leaving her hanging. You know, like I said, the freestyle itself was fine, but it's kind of like her ad libs were like, you know, y'all kind of left me hanging, but look, I'm shining up here because the crowd was tepid, but they weren't. It was mostly positive. It was kind of like, okay, we weren't expecting that. All right. You know,
yeah,
that was cool or whatever. It's not the vibe we were going for, but you know, decent.
Yeah. And honestly, the first time watching it, I was confused. I was thinking like when they refused not to go up there, that Raina took the freestyle that Shauna was supposed to do or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even realize that there was like going to be two parts and stuff like that. So, yeah. But once I watched it the second time, and then seeing Shauna's like, Shauna was mad because she said she literally has an invite to the cookout. Like, she was so upset.
We don't do cookout invites here on the Connect on Post Show Recast.
Like, sure do not.
I can bring you a plate, but you cannot come inside.
Exactly. And so Mia's like, well, we ready out the oven, ready to bake. Let's go up there and do our own freestyle. I was like, okay. So they go up there, they do their freestyle. That freestyle was so good. It was so good. And they took so many shots at Rain.
So many shots. Lil Ho thinks she rain, but she ain't drippy. I said, oh,
yeah. Woo.
It's looking like a drought in this bitch. Oh, not the rain of rain. Like, boom.
Her stuff against her.
Yeah, like, broke just like your entourage. Bitch, shut up. I said, well, y'all the entourage because y'all broke. But she, I guess she broke too.
Yeah.
they even end the freestyle with, yeah, bitch, that was shade. Like, they said it.
Yep.
That's how you fucking rap, bitch. I said, okay. Yep. Y'all know y'all still on tour with her. You know, y'all are like, I get that y'all are upset or trying to make a statement. And this is a very authentic moment. You know, freestyles get kind of aggressive sometimes. But y'all also got to get on stage with her next episode. I'm kind of concerned now that we're talking about it, about how Raina reacts to this level of diss, you know, because it wasn't just like some subtle shade. It was very much almost like, it's almost like they sheathed her.
It was sunlight. It wasn't even like, it wasn't shade.
I'm Shauna and I'm Mia. Don't forget the name. I said, y'all might as well just walk up to her and just have a conversation with her. Right. I'm not gonna do it at this point.
Just slap her across the face.
Yeah, just tell her.
But yeah, and clearly Francois and Raina are sitting there with their jaws dropped, but the crowd loves it. The crowd is going crazy for it. And this is the point where Lord AK shows up. That's the dude from One Piece. Which I thought was really cool. He like parted the crowd, like, but it was real funny to see. He's like, oh, who are y'all? And they're like, oh, we're Sean and Mia, we're on your tour. And he's like, oh, that's y'all. He's like, yeah. And he's like, oh. And Francois come up. This is the part where I think you were talking about him being real put on. He's like, yeah, hey, like,
look at us. Annoying. We got put on. Yes, us. We're a group. My girls. All of a sudden, it's like, make sure you tell this man that you got them sleeping at the, you know, in the motel, you know, the nasty motel with the blood on the floor, since these are your girls. You know, he got very possessive over them when there was some clout right there. But when he follows the clout, it seems, he just like kind of like floats from the power, you know, from power structure to power structure.
And Laura K said, y'all should come to the studio. And Francois was like, yeah, let's do that. I'll go grab my other artists and then we can go. And he runs off. He makes a face at Shauna and Mia, which, sir, who are you? Who are you? But as soon as he leaves, Shauna and Mia are like, well, he can catch up. Let's go.
It's fine.
And they leave. Before we get into the rest of the episode, let's take a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Shauna and Mia escape to the the studio with Lord AK, which, thank God. Like, I'm so glad they were able to shake Francois off, because boo you. And Shauna was and Mia were telling AK, like, yeah, we're on the tour. And he was like, how long have y'all been with Raina? And she's like, it's real recent. Yeah. And he just said that her team was relentless. He said, we just kept hearing from them. And next thing I know, she's on the tour. But he says, he tells them to stay authentic and be themselves. And you could tell, like, this is what Shauna wants to hear, you know? This is what she's been wanting this whole entire time.
Yeah, she's been wanting a lot, though, because she's looking at Lord AK like she could bite him, you know?
Piece of meat.
Yeah, she'd be staring at him at the shows, too. So this ain't the first time she looked thirsty at this guy. So I'm just thinking she's just happy to kind of be in his presence, too.
Yeah, and Mia can feel that, so she leaves, because Shauna and AK are clearly like, filling it. And Mia runs into Courtney Luke is back, right?
Yeah,
and
he recognized her. What's up, Miyaki? I said, not Miyaki.
Yep.
kind of time y'all on.
And we're going back and forth between Mia and Shauna and AK. And Shauna Shauna and AK are really having this like really deep conversation in the studio, which is like a change of pace, I guess.
And the things we talk about with Shauna, how I be picking on her, because she's a little siddity, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, for her to be in this environment, she does not really acclimate well. And she talks about kind of her upbringing, like we said, she's from the suburbs. She got two parents in her home. They put her in piano lessons. She went to college. You know, it's not normally her vibe. And so she's very much trying to associate with this this new vibe for her. And AK thinks it's cool, you know. They're kind of vibing, and she's always been a fan of his. And then AK even gets really sentimental and starts talking about Bricks, the guy who we know was in the Entourage, or a fellow rapper who passed away from mixing drugs. And speaking of Mari,
oh yeah, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
Your favorite character, Mr. Gat, is in the building. Yeah, you know.
When they rolled up to, we didn't talk about when they rolled up to the party, and the one guy asked a bald girl if her carpets matched the drapes, and then Gat saw a dark skinned woman and said it smelled like Egyptian something in there. Like I hate Gat. Gat tattoos so much. He's clearly like hating from outside the club. He's clearly hating as he's watching AK and Shauna talk. But I think Shauna, when AK is talking about the loss of Bricks, and Shauna tells him like he's like, music isn't the same, and she said it should shift. It should shift with what your life is doing. And you could tell he like profoundly like liked that. Meanwhile, Mia and Courtney are getting closer. She tells them all the things she wants to see in LA,
including Gucci Mane star on the Walk of Fame, which does not exist.
Okay, that I wasn't sure. She wanted to see Nipsey's store as well.
Yeah,
I know you. I knew you would know.
Hollywood side. Yeah. My two Gucci books are sitting right over there as usual. You know, but yeah, she. She got big dreams. She wanted to come to Hollywood too. You know, that's normal for, you know, people who want to make it big and see all the lights and the stars and, you know, all that good stuff. And Courtney Luke is like, yeah, well, I'm at the Four Seasons. She said, let's go.
Well, before that, he talks about how he's going to be in a session in LA and he's going to play some Lamont's music that they've been working on. And he asked her.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, that's your nigga, right? And she said, no. I'm single.
That's my baby's father. Ma'am, you just invited Lamont to the West Coast, lady. Are you okay? Did you miss that? What you gonna do when you walk into the studio with Courtney Luke and Lamont sitting there? What you gonna do, baby? That sloppy city girl nonsense that got you in trouble with Cash. About to wrap back around. Mia, you come on, man. Get it together. Get your head in the game.
Yeah, I mean, she says she's single. She's single. You know, that's your dude.
Why did you invite this man to, man, say, all right, look, you okay, be single. I'll just say that much. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, girl. You better play. You better watch out. This is
you know, she said later like she's being a little bit selfish, but yes, he says he's at the Four Seasons. She said, "Let's go." I mean, just let's go. I'm like, okay, sure. It's like I don't think anything that Mia is doing is really targeted. Like, I think she's just having fun, I guess. Like, I don't think she's used to this level of attention and freedom.
Yeah, and I think that I think some of it's not targeted. I definitely think that Lamont is going to be taking some L's at the hand of Mia just because she's so she's moving kind of selfish, right? But it's not to attack him. It's just she's so concerned with herself that she's not really thinking about how her actions affect other people, which is also what she's experienced with Cash. You know, Cash was really into her, and then boom, she hits him with the I'm scamming you photo, got him, you know. And so now she's like, well, why is he not talking to me? He's like, well, I mean, how would you feel if he did that to you, you know? And so she's moving a little reckless, I'm not gonna lie to you. And so the real issue, like the Cash thing, I'm like, okay, whatever, players mess up, whatever. But this Lamont Courtney Luke thing, that's kind of you dipping and dabbing too close to home, you know, like,
yeah, way too close.
Yeah, yeah, you're the middleman between the two of them, and very quickly Courtney Luke is supposed to be somebody that Lamont is trying to work with, but people real possessive over their baby mamas, I'll just say that. Especially baby mamas that they've been intimate with recently. You know, like, we cannot act like, yeah, okay, yeah, we can't act like we just wasn't smiling in this man's face, you know. I'm just saying, it's These nightly FaceTime calls might have to cut it out, you know, all this come over to the West Coast and stuff.
Yeah, that is the one thing I will say. Like, she, like, I don't like how she's like kind of playing games with Lamont. Like, yeah. Everything else, I'm like, cool, because I do think she's single, but you can't keep like roping him back in and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Gata Tat Tat tries to play Shauna in her face.
Hey, Shirley, is that you, yeah. Shirley? I knew that was you.
Anyways. But AK stands up for her, like, says go sit down. I'm wondering, like, okay, like, he says he misses Bricks. So these dudes like feel like hanger-ons that like maybe he not really. It feels like those, you know, when people are like, you gotta stick with the people you grew up with.
Your day ones, yeah.
Yeah, your day ones, even though you might have outgrown them.
It's okay to like, outgrow your day ones. It
I agree. But Shauna leaves anyways because she just doesn't want to deal with it, which I guess.
That made her feel like a groupie. He really was like, I remember you trying to get to him last time and you almost got in, but you ain't know. Like, she just, dang, maybe she didn't want him to know that she got the champagne and stuff poured on her. You know, that's that you didn't even let her tell her own story. So she kind of like, all right, I'm finna go. Yeah, he killed the whole vibe. Yeah, he killed the whole vibe. Boo, that's man.
Me and Courtney get back to his room. They start making out and stuff, but Mia's stomach just starts rumbling. Like,
ooh, that broke shit make me itch.
I know. Like, just rumbling. Like, she can't even get the mood going. But he asked her if she was hungry. She said no, but the stomach is yelling at this point. Like,
she hungry. That girl, Poe. That's what my mom said. They Poe. That baby, Poe. She ain't got no food. She is hungry.
Kudos to the sound team, whoever like was able to get that. That sounded like some authentic belly.
Yeah,
and rolls.
And I love that it's so consistent with the show, right? Like, they never never forget to remind you that these people are poor, right? That they are broke, like, you know. And it's little things. Shauna reaching over and grabbing those pastries and putting them in her purse, you know. Just even when she's like, are these drinks free? You know, like stuff like that. Yeah. And then even Mia going all day without eating. It's just, that's just how people live. When you ain't got no food, you just don't eat. I'm hungry, but I ain't got no food. I might sleep for dinner today and figure it out tomorrow. I had sleep for dinner plenty of times. And so, yeah, she's trying to live a city girl lifestyle, but she is not on a city girl budget yet. She got to lock her in one of these ballers. If that's the playbook, come on, Kanye's workout plan. We talked about this.
So he says, you know, order food. They got all night. She finally reveals to them that they're at the motel. They're having this wonderful conversation about, he says that she looks like she knows what she wants and takes it. She tells him like she wouldn't have thought that she would be where she's at like 6 months from now, and that this is where she says like I'm tired. But this is where she's just like that she's being more selfish now, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like they have a really good night together.
Yeah, and he can relate to a lot of their struggles because, you know, he said like, you know, before I became, you know, the Courtney Luke that you know, he was selling brake pads at the, you know, and upselling antifreeze and hustling at AutoZone, you know, and really just, he's been there before. He too has stayed at the Hojo. You know, he knows the struggle. And so this makes it sound like for her, that, you know, your star could rise any day now. And it does look like they're on the upswing. You know, they finally get to meet AK, who's apparently a really big star, who they just have been on tour with and just haven't been in the same room with. That was good. And they have a good showing in Oakland. That we know that Complex is talking about the song Tongue remix. And so, and so they're about to blow up. It's just a matter of time. They just got to keep grinding.
Yeah. And we're going to go switch over to Duke's storyline real quick before we wrap it up. So Chassie, last time we see Chassie, she's going out with Guap Dad and his friend. I don't even remember if we got the friend's name. Did we get the friend's name?
I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
But that dude reminds me, like, I know this Oakland dude from school, from college, who was like James's RA. And he was like, he was so Oakland. And after school, he went back to Oakland and he's been doing like great stuff with the community out there. He looked just like that dude. I was like, oh my God. I mean, honestly, it looked just like him. I was like, but no. Chastity is like trying to slide with them because she's trying to get to go to a club so that she can meet up with some dude to make some money. I don't know if this is like a drug thing. Is it a drug thing, Chappelle?
Probably a drug thing because she ain't got no women on her. You know, we know she pimping and she's slinging drugs. And so, and then also it'd be nice to give out her business card even and try to promote Shauna and Mia. So there's money to be made.
Yes. I think she was trying to go to a club so she could hook them up with a gig or something like that.
All three of those things, you know, it's like, you know, if you can do multiple, then do them both. But, you know, I think she got to get to the club is the point. And they are just ignoring her. Every time she bring it up, they're like, so anyway, child, and just move on.
I have lollygagging. They were lollygagging in these
days. Dragging ass.
I know. Just talking about people who they think died, who may have not died. She's just in the back like, what is happening? Like, I know so many of us have found ourselves in cars with other people who are driving, with maybe some of our friends, and the night is just not going the way you thought it was going to go. And unfortunately, you just got to stay in that car.
Even just thinking about it, Mari, just made me angry. I'm
so mad.
So many nights where you're like, I knew I should have drove myself. I knew. Why did I leave my car? I knew. I didn't even want to come. And now it's 4 in the morning, and I'm still with you. Like
people don't know what it was like before Uber. Like,
you couldn't just leave, you know?
Yes.
I'm in Texas. Cabs are not a big thing here. Like, I know some of our East Coasters, they got like taxis and stuff like that. But in Texas, bro, you out until 3 in the morning, you out until 3 in the morning. I'm sorry. You know, like, and the bus didn't stop running. The train ain't, like, you just out. Wait, somebody got to take me home. Now, thank God, you might be able to get an Uber. But even then, after a certain hour, depending on where you are, that might be tough. But yeah, this was PTSD for me. Because, I mean, there were some days where I didn't want to open the door and just roll out the car. You know, just please take me home. Please.
I'm thinking of so many times. My God, just so bad.
Especially when you're hungry. You're like, dear God, can we get some food? Y'all done told us we about to go get some food. What's up?
They end up at a fish spot because they want fish. Mari, of course,
they in the hood, Mari. They take off their jewelry, put in the glove compartment.
Yep.
They are in danger.
Yeah, and Chastity sees them put the jewelry and a whole bunch of money in that glove compartment before they go in to get the fish. She said they're like, is the fish at the club? I mean, is the club near the lake? It was so like, funny.
Is that where the money is?
Exactly.
She's like, I didn't say nothing about no food. I'm trying to get paid.
So they're ordering and they're like, oh, you want some? She said, I want that bread. Like, you know, trying to be like money. He's like, oh, it all come with bread. Like,
yeah, I got. You know, that's cornbread, right? Guab Dad wants his fish thick. Thick as two Ethiopian women's foreheads or something like that.
Is that what he said?
It was something like that. My dad, you are a fool. He said he wants a thick, like, you know, like booty thick. He said he don't want no snapper. He wants some clappers.
Yeah. I remember that one. It just wasting time for no reason. And then guy walks in who they thought was dead. And
he's Steph with a PH. Yeah, he's alive.
He almost died from sun poisoning, which be giving people out here. Apparently.
That's the thing. Wear your sunscreen. Black folk, you can get sunburn too. And cancer.
And they said, okay, we're going to get the food for here. And that's when Chastity's like, no. She's like, oh, I got to go. My girls are locked out of their hotel room. Thanks for letting me like come along. And she leaves. And I was like, dang. You feel the death, like, not... It's definitely desperation, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like how hard she's trying to make this work and stuff like that. And then just the frustration of it not. But then later, she comes back and she busts the window out of Guap's car. I think she takes the chain and the money.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And as she's about to leave, at first I'm like, oh no, I'm like, no, run. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you spying? You having a crisis of conscience? No, she decides to break every window of every car on that street. And I was like, oh, she's so smart. Like,
I literally yelled, break all the windows. Yeah. And then she broke. I was like, thank God. I was like, oh, because if she had left without breaking the windows, Mario, I would have came on this podcast and be like, I can't stand dumb people. Oh my God. But nah, she did exactly what needed to be done. You don't need to like target it. Somebody broke in. Y'all obviously in the hood. Obviously, mm-hmm. This is the way they took off they clothes, they chains and the money and hid it in the glove compartment. So break-ins happen in the hood. It's normal. She can get away with it.
They do.
Sadly.
And I mean, perfect. Just perfect. I was like, no notes. The way that she be coming out of these situations, it's just like, give her due. Yep. And so the next day, when Mia comes on the bus, Shauna and Chastity are eating some IHOP. Chastity says that the sausage looked crazy, but it tastes good.
Shauna said, we get it. I said,
But and so like they're asking Mia about her night. Mia says her and Courtney just stayed up and talked the whole time. Mia asks Shauna. Shauna says, nah, she couldn't get with AK because basically Gat ran her off. But Chastity was like, no more scraping from the bottom, we doing this. It's like the pep talk at the end of the episode. Again, we are where we need to be. The gang is tight, they're together, they're cohesive, they are a team, and it's just such a great feeling going into the next episode. Except Cash posts on IG. So he posts Mia's nudes. They weren't nude, but you know.
Yeah, it was a little booty pic. Some suggestions.
Yeah, it was a booty pic. He puts a silly face over her face, so we don't know the face.
Mm-hmm.
It says bae on it, but also was I'm in love with a stripper.
I'm in love with a stripper.
The remix of Mike Jones.
Got the Yeah. Yes, you know that Mike Jones.
I was like, yes, the song I know on the outro. I was, oh my God. But Mia shows it to Duke. She then shows it to Shauna. And then they're like, oh, F him. What was wrong with this post, Chappelle? Tell me what was wrong with this post.
I mean, it's a bae on there. It's calling her a stripper. It's like, but it's got the silly face on there. He's taunting her. He is taunting this girl.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he is. Because if he wasn't, he would have responded to her text message. And he has not. You know, he has not texted. He has not called. For all intents and purposes, they had a really good night when they were out in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And so they had a really good night. And she has not heard from him since that text message was sent, since that question mark. That means she's gotten on the plane. She's flown across the country. They've gotten on the bus.
2 days.
Right. Yeah. She's been to the studio. So she got plenty of signal. You know, that only lasted for a little bit. He has not called. He ain't texted. He ain't checked on her. But now he posting stuff on his Instagram live story, kind of like, you know, just stunned really for the gram. Like, look at me. I'm still getting booty pics. I'm not worried about her. He got the goofy face on her eyes. You know, it wasn't like he was trying to show her off. It was more like, you know, just look at me. I got the hose. It's really what it came down to.
Why did you label it bae?
I think he was just trying to piss her off. Yeah. I think he was just big. I think he really liked her. I think that he
If we didn't know anything about what happened and say we were one of Cash's followers and you saw that picture, what would you think? Would you not think that was his real bae?
I would be like, is this you? And he'd probably be like, nah, it's the goofy face that really solidifies it and calling her a stripper. You know, like, because Cash does not give that energy when he's with Mia. You know what I'm saying? When he was with Mia, he was very much rose petals and let me give you a massage and this, that, and the other. But now he like reduced her to, you know, oh, you a stripper that I'm in love with. You know, it's like, she's not a stripper. She's a rapper.
I was like, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is not a good post. This is a net negative for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I thought. I was just making sure.
He's throwing some shade at her for sure, because calling her a stripper, posting the booty pic. First of all, you don't post nobody booty pics, you know, just
right, without
their permission, you know. So none of this is good. And again, it goes completely against what we saw from him, because he was very much like, No, I'm not. This is not just a regular flyout. I've set up your whole day for you. You know, I let out the rose petals. You know, I can wine and dine you. You want to cook for me? Cool. That's what my girl should be doing. You know, that's his kind of vibe. And now he like, I'm ignoring your text message and putting your booty all on the internet, you know? So
yeah, I guess that's true. I guess if that's like your real girl, you don't want the internet.
What? No, booty. No. Yeah, no. That makes sense. No, he's not. Niggas ain't gonna put that real girl booty all on the internet.
All right. Well, that's the end of episode 4. We got 4 more episodes to go. Chappelle, are you looking forward to the rest of the season?
I am, because I got a question. How much money did they get from Guap Dad? Like, are they fine now? Because they were acting like it was good. You know, they were like, they acting like, okay, we on the up and up now. We good now. I was like, I know they got more than just that. I mean, more than that. That chain had to be a couple thousand.
Oh, yeah, the chain. I forgot about the chain.
Yeah.
But I wonder if we'll see, like, her try and pawn it somewhere though, because she could have pawned it that quickly. I don't think.
No.
She,
maybe
the next morning when you already have cash. I would think that you would wait till the cash runs out and then you.
Oh no, she's probably gonna pawn it ASAP. But she probably hasn't pawned it yet. But it's going to be pawned very quickly. You know. Yeah. And I just wonder, because now do we see a different quality of life now that they can eat, now that they might be at a decent hotel? That would be nice.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm kind of. Guap Dad, shout out to the kid. I was very excited to see Guap Dad. But yeah, I got questions. I just want to know, like, where are we going? We got 4 more episodes after this, and then we're done with the season. And so I'm really trying to see what the resolution is, because we got almost no information. Absolutely no information about the scamming. You know, so we've taken a place, or we've removed ourselves, I guess, from the Maurice scamming storyline that Shauna was in, and we kind of had a reprieve from that. And so there's no way we don't get back to that very quickly. I expect us to see more of that in the next episode.
And that's why I think, like, that's why I think there maybe they'll stay away from that storyline for long enough for us to kind of like forget about it, and then it comes back with a vengeance. Like, that would be
right when you think it's good, Mari, they come snatch it back down to reality. Okay,
exactly. So all right. If you haven't already, please go join the Patreon if you want to help support our network. Signing up makes it possible to bring you these podcasts each week. So if you're a fan of the We Got Y'all crew and you want more coverage like shows like this, like Rap Shit, The Other Black Girl, The Changeling, consider signing up on Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps, support PSR and all of its podcasters, and let them know that The Connect sent you. Like, let them know. Tell them what it was.
At least leave us some reviews, damn it. Go to Connect and Post a Recast wherever you get your podcast. Leave us some 5-star ratings and reviews and tell us what you think about the episodes. You know, we want to know who we talking to here, because the YouTube comments is stale. They dry. We was getting action on the changeling, but now y'all don't want to talk. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We see y'all. Just not when we come talk around. To us like that.
Yeah, you don't want to post up, you know. So look, what's up?
So yes, follow us on Apple, on Spotify. Go to postshowrecaps.com/connect. You can also send us any feedback by going to connect@postshowrecaps.com. Send us some long storm questions there. Chappelle, what do you got going on?
Not much, actually. The Walking Dead should be done on Post Show Recaps, and so we're about to wrap that up and go right into the next Walking Dead spinoff. So if you are a fan of The Walking Dead, you know where to find me. And then on Rob Has a Podcast, we're talking about Below Deck every week with Sasha, talking about Netflix shows with Rob. This week coming up, we'll be talking about Squid Game reality show, I'm pretty sure. And last week we talked about, or this most recent episode, we talked about Best Christmas Ever, starring Brandy and Heather Graham. And so that was a good time as well. And so, follow me on Twitter @Chappelle_show. Keep up with the suitspodcast.com content. And I'll post out all the links to everything else I got going on. What about you, Mari?
You can follow me on Twitter @MariTalksTooMuch. That's 2 like the number 2. Every Tuesday, me and Sarah Carradine bring True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP. On the Crime Scene Podcast, we just dropped the Till Murder Do Us Part podcast of Soaring versus Haysom. It was a docuseries on Netflix. It was pretty good. So go listen to us talk about it and rate it. But that's it for me. This week, that's it for us, Chappelle. So you know, let's see, always remember to break all the windows,
that part. Bye. Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.